Blog Talk Radio.
And this next song goes out to the world and to Monday from Snow White. Wow, I just had this weird vertigo moment where you sounded like you were fading away and the music was fading away and everything was. I think I'm about to pass out or something. If I pass out, send help.
Pass out. I'll send help, but I really don't want to do the show by myself, so don't pass out.
Well, then that's when you say, Cara done passed out.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Talk to y'all later. And those of you who know her and are in Houston, please go by her house and pick her up off the floor.
Please go make sure she hasn't bonked her head or something.
It's, ooh. Wow, ooh. That was
okay. Time to start, I guess.
It's
right?
Time to start. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me get you all angry.
No, let me do the intro. We haven't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I needed to get this off my chest.
Gosh, you can get angry and then we'll be all good. But right now, after the intro. So, oh boy. What? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is July 25th, 2011, and normally you'd be listening to Corey and Ginger, Lunchtime with Corey and Ginger, but Miss Hot Stuff, Miss Ginger, had something to do today, so this is Snow White. I'm filling in, and I sound so excited to be here, don't I? Lack of sleep for the win. And just so y'all know, for those of you that do listen to Thursdays, I will not be there this Thursday because I am moving to the big ATL. That's right, Atlanta. Snow White's headed in, so get ready.
Oh, ZQ will be able to hear that. You'll be nearer unto her.
Oh, what's up, Z?
At least I think so. You know what? I have all those regions confused. Y'all forgive me, up in ATL, North and South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Baltimore. All of you people, I have all y'all lumped into just one area. I'm sorry. I was terrible at geography. I really am.
Because you're like, oh, you're moving closer to Blaster. And we're like, no. No, it's the exact opposite direction.
See, I am not right with geography. Don't think that means you can get me lost. I got GPS on my phone. Mm-hmm.
I got GPS on mine, too.
Your GPS is awesome.
It is. It really, really is good.
Our GPS is awesome. I like how it's all bouncy. And it turns and it wobbles. It works in a three-dimensional level. You know, when you're going up the hill, it lets you know you're on a hill. I like that. I got some
nice.
I got some juicy.
Go ahead. I don't know if I have the energy to be mad right now, but you can go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, you're gonna be angry. So normally this would be a Thursday night topic, but a lot of you women out there are at work. You love to listen to us at work. I want you to be nice and angry. I want you to get up after I tell you this and just grrr when you're on your way to the coffee machine.
Coffee sounds good right now.
Don't do anything to your boss. If he's a guy, though, please just let him make it. Let him live. Apparently over the weekend, the lovely ladies over at womengamers.com sent me a link to an article up on Blaster's favorite site, Kotaku. Normally I wouldn't read it, but it kind of caught my attention because it had the word misogyny in the title.
Oh.
Apparently the organizers of a LAN party here in Texas, where they were scheduled to celebrate the launch of Battlefield 3 and decided that they wanted to, they were having a LAN party in celebration of Battlefield 3 and decided the best way to deal with the slurs hurled at female gamers was to tell them, you're not allowed to come. You heard me right.
Wait. What?
You are not allowed to come to this LAN party celebrating the launch of Battlefield 3.
Who is not allowed to come?
Women.
Wait.
You heard me right.
So, say that again, just to make sure I got it right.
This lovely, lovely group says mm-hmm. the best way to handle any slurs hurled at female gamers is to tell them that you just can't come. You're not allowed to attend. One of the organizers is quoted from their FAQ originally, because they've changed them since then, that said, "Nothing ruins a good LAN party like uncomfortable guests or lots of tension, both of which can result from mixing immature, misogynistic male gamers with female counterparts." So we're immature, misogynistic female game? Anyway, you be careful what you write with us. So though we've done our best to avoid these situations in past years, we've certainly had our share of problems. As a result, we no longer allow women to attend this event. This paragraph has since been removed as the stink over the exclusion went viral, and it was replaced with, "This event is a gentleman's retreat. As such, we do not allow women to attend."
Whatever. You know, boy, having a boys' night is one thing. I totally am for boys' nights because I like girls' nights too. I like where it's just the girls. But if you're going to sit there and say that you are trying to keep bad things from being said about females by not letting the females show up, that's not a boys' night. That's just you being a jerk. And I'm having to filter the words coming through my
coming
mind right now. Yeah. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry.
I just don't know.
I was going to read something that I just got on Twitter from Jay Dukes, who said his our interest music made him want to break up stuff in his office. So don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that, Jay Dukes.
We don't want you to break up anything in your office.
No.
Although I'm sure there's some women breaking up some stuff in their office after that last story. So anyway, you can pop over to Kotaku to check it out. And I'm actually going to tell you the name of these lovely people. Because
please do. Please do. Put them on blast.
We would love for you to buy in. Sign up for their forum. They don't even have a website. It's a forum, so I'm not really feeling all that threatened by somebody. And in fact, let me be all hoity-toity and say you are beneath me. The name of them is is powersgaming.com. It's just a forum. It's not even like a real website, and it looks like it escaped from 1990.
So why not just grow a pair and tell the misogynistic jerks not to come?
Well, that's what the guy at Kotaku is saying. He's actually speaking a little sense. He's saying it's a $49 registration fee. Why didn't you just, if you see somebody there acting up, say, guess what? You just lost your $49. Thanks for the donation. GTFO. So, I don't know.
That's the way to handle it. Are they too afraid of insulting someone? apparently not, because they just insulted all the female gamers. And who's contacting you? Tell them leave you alone.
That's my phone having a delay. To Jay Dukes' Twitter. I'm having some issues today. I do believe anybody out there have an Apple router angry with the Apple people right now. Y'all make good products sometimes, but this router is screwing up my whole Wi-Fi. You know, I do go outside. You know, I don't have a complete gamer tan. I go outside, but I take my gadgets with me, you know, things in the house, the laptop and stuff. And I can't go more than 5 feet away from the office since I got this Apple router. It doesn't pick up connection. Apple, I need you to take care of that.
And all I know is I send you a text, and like 5 minutes later, I hear you get it.
Yeah, and it's actually interrupting. It's interrupting my text. If I'm not in here, then they come right away. So it's blocking off me getting receiving stuff and won't let me receive stuff outside of the office. Apple, mm-mm. Are you mad because it's not an iPhone? Is that what it is?
I think so. Seriously.
Moving along. What you got, woman?
All right, I got one that kind of made me mad too. But and you can, you know, I'm so mad right now. You can tell, can't you?
I know the voice is shaking. I hear it.
I know. So we all know that we need money to play our games, right?
Yes.
Well, this one Chinese couple has decided that they needed money to play their MMOs. So they sold their kids. Yes. A couple in China. Yeah, listen up. And kids, plural. A couple in China has sold their 3 children to pay for the cost of online games at internet cafes. Yeah. Li Lin and Li Wan, who initially met at an internet cafe in 2007, sold their baby daughter for approximately 300 euros, their first son for approximately 3,000 euros, and their second son for approximately 3,000 euros. The couple was turned over to authorities by the mother of Li Lin after learning that her son and daughter-in-law had done. I don't can't say that particularly. The city news states that the couple did not know they were breaking the law. You're selling your children for games. You knew what you were doing. The MMOs made the news in China recently when it was revealed Chinese labor camp prisoners were forced to play online games to build in-game credit that could be traded for real world money. Yes, that's right. China actually does make does force prisoners into doing the forced labor, but back to the original story. This couple sold their children for 6,300 euros.
And
to play online games.
Yeah, y'all
scare me. Three kids.
They need some help. Because there's no way you could be sane and think that that's okay. Either that or you're apathetic. So either way, you need help.
Honestly, I honestly think that those kids were better off.
They are.
You know, well, it depends on who they were sold to. But if they were sold to nicer families, then they're so much better off than being with this couple who obviously don't give a crap about them.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure they didn't let the kids stay with the family either, because it's against the law to buy children. So
I really hope they didn't. Like, I really hope that the kids were not sold in any bad situations,
yeah,
and that they were protected. But if they ended up with a better family, I so hope they did. I mean, that's just like, there has to be something better than have your parents sell you to play MMOs.
Well, I hope they enjoy the new MMO they'll be playing called Behind Bars.
Right? yeah.
It's all the rage now when you do stuff wrong. Ugh.
Not smart, dudes. Not smart.
If you don't want the babies, you should just give them up from the get-go. You could just be playing games if that's what you wanted to do. All right? All right. Crazy-ass people. I'm sorry. It's daytime. Not safe for work. Okay.
Yeah. that wasn't even me. I'm over here, like, trying to filter myself, and you're all...
I'm sorry. Well, in case you were wondering about what's going on in the UK charts, because you know we tell you throughout the week what's going on, Zumba Fitness is still dominating over in the UK. I know why. I told y'all, if you're not in great shape, you don't want to start with Zumba Fitness. You need to build up to Zumba Fitness. Dance Central is not the way to do it either.
It actually looks like a lot of fun to me, because I love to dance.
Zumba Fitness is fun, but it is much harder on you than Dance Central could ever hope to be, even on the hardest set.
Oh, yeah.
Is not as hard as Zumba Fitness. So number two on their charts is Call of Juarez, which I got to play this weekend.
Was it good?
It's good, but they have some major glitches programming. I mean, some I cannot ignore because they caused me to die. Like, car chase scene, loaded checkpoint. It loaded me outside the car, and I couldn't get in. And a truck, an 18-wheeler ran me over. It was really, yeah.
Wow. that's not just a few glitches. That's some major glitches.
That's major glitches. And I, you know, the truck was just supposed to be, you know, something to avoid hitting while I was driving, but I couldn't get in the car, so it hit me standing on the street. I am impressed with the storyline. I am impressed that, you know, how we gripe about there's no racial diversity in games. We got us a white guy, a black woman, and a Latino man. Nice.
I like the Swedish chef. No, I like the diversity in that particular list.
Lots of diversity. Great storyline. I am intrigued about what's going to happen to the characters. Each one has their own motivations for what they're doing. So,
I like that. I like that.
J. Deuce wants to know if Behind Bars is a Sims expansion pack. I wish it were. I think that would be fun.
That would be interesting to me.
It would be very funny. Yeah.
They should make it like just a purely adult expansion pack to make it really realistic. This is what really happened.
The jail, if you want to know the truth. Oh, that would be ugly. Mm-hmm.
Funny as crap.
Okay, and since that was short, do you mind? I'm going to jump with a second one. Yeah. Okay, so there's some rumors. Those of you who are
Google, we love rumors.
So I'm trying to invite you all to Google Plus, so don't yell at me, Snow.
Are you
in? Are you in Google Plus yet?
Man, no. You know I'm always late to the game when it comes to social networking.
Well, no, it's still in beta, so I wrangled an invitation from one of our listeners, and then I'm trying to send one to you all, but I don't know how because it's still very new. When I figure out how, I will. But there's a rumor going around about a new games stream. There's a screenshot captured from Google Plus.
Yeah, I read about this. Go ahead.
Now, it's been deleted. It was a few lines of text that says, if you're looking for updates shared from games, check out your game stream. And it led to a page with a 404 message. They're saying this is, of course, just the latest piece of evidence suggesting that Google is planning to introduce games to its new social network. We know this. They bought Amazon and all this business is going on. It's like, we can see that coming. And it's going to be, man, Facebook, y'all better man up.
They got to do something.
Knuckle up, whatever it is you got to do. Okay, so apparently Google has attracted more than 10 million users already since its launch last month. Google Plus Games logo was also found buried in the services code. You know, some of y'all need to stay out of the code. Along with a number of APIs referred to. Looks like some links to post to stream. CNET has also reported that Google's vice president of social, Vic Gontadottora, can't say that name.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. He says, I'm a developer guy at the core. It's inconceivable I would build something without a platform. Just because you don't have it don't mean, yeah. Google invested, of course, $100 million in the leading social gaming company, Zynga, last month. They also posted a job listing for a manager to drive Google's gaming strategy. So we know they're going to do it. I don't know what the big deal is. Apparently, another developer here is spilling the beans on them on Games Industry. I love this site, gamesindustry.biz. If you're not a member, you need to be if you're into the development side because the developers there do not care. I don't care what company they work for, who they are. They're very candid, but he's spilling the beans. He said they also bought Slide, which was a leading app games maker on Facebook. Ooh, you guys know Slide. You know when you're playing your Facebook games, it has a little sliding thing at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Google bought Slide. Ooh. And you heard about the fight or the thing we were reporting last week, huh, Snow, with somebody posted an ad for Google Plus on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty low. That's pretty shady to me.
It is. It's like advertising your Xbox game on your PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty shady. It's funny, though.
It is. It's hilarious. I'm surprised it made it up is what it is. How did it make it up? Wouldn't you have? Yeah. Anyway.
I honestly don't think they really put much thought into the ads that go up. They're like, oh, it's money. Let's throw that up there. Seriously.
I believe you're right, and that's what's just funny. Oh, God, this is going to be juicy. I cannot wait till Google Plus goes live. Oh, I want to see if there's going to be a mass exodus from Facebook.
I think it is because Facebook is kind of losing its shiny. You know, like something new happens, and everyone's like, oh, this is great. It's so shiny. It happened with MySpace. It happened with YouTube.
There's been a couple of others that were before them that people don't even remember. So
it's going to happen. Facebook's lost its shiny, and now Google's all shiny and new, and everybody wants to be the first person there, so they're all going to migrate over there, and then eventually another social networking site will come along, and everybody will be like, oh, shiny, and they'll go over there. it's like tech ADD. Something, you know?
I like that name.
Tech ADD. That's what it is.
I have tech ADD, so I have to have these 5 cell phones.
The newest, shiniest thing. Gotta have it.
Yeah, you can take it. You know what? I think my cousin has that. She's gonna cut me.
I'm talking about. I don't have that. I do know who you're talking about. She probably does.
I think she does. That woman selling new phones on eBay every other. The new droid. I have to have it. Okay.
Whenever I come to visit again, we're all going to have to go out.
Yes. She sells her old phone so she can get a new one. Oh, my phone's going to ring any minute now. Okay, yep. What you got?
All right. I got one that was actually, it might be an older story, but I don't know this story, so we're going to do it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Now, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, okay? Huge, huge Star Wars fan, and I'm super excited about the new MMO coming out. Very excited.
I'm not.
Okay, I am. Because I'm excited because I loved the original one when it first came out. I loved it, but then they ruined it. So I'm excited. Well, cautiously excited, let me put it that way. But apparently fans are up in arms over the Star Wars, The Old Republic, their limited pre-order launch plan. Yeah, so check this out. The fine print to EA and BioWare's big Star Wars The Old Republic pre-order launch announcement yesterday, as in the 21st of July, has gamers around the world up in arms. Not only will the highly anticipated MMO's launch be limited by numbers, it will also be limited by region, with everyone outside of North America and Europe SOL, and that's crap out of luck. Well, the other word. As word of I'm doing good. As word of pre-order availability spread on the 21st, gamers across the globe went online to place their orders. However, those outside of North America and Europe quickly discovered pre-ordering a game wouldn't matter because the game would not be available for them to play at launch. Yeah. As the global Old Republic community erupted about the news, BioWare posted an explanation on their Star Wars Old Republic forum that night. So check this out. This is from their post. To all of our fans outside of North America and Europe, today we've announced the pre-order details for the initial launch of Star Wars The Old Republic. And as you may now know, we've taken the difficult but necessary decision to limit our initial launch supply for the game. LucasArts are completely focused on building an exceptional game and an game experience. Part of the reason this decision was made was because of the overwhelming demand for the Old Republic, and we're humbled by that level of excitement and anticipation. We fully intended to deliver to you amazing our service post-launch, but right now we have a time frame for when that may happen. As soon as we have more information about additional launches and more territories, we'll let you know. We're delivering Star Wars Old Republic to BioWare and Star Wars fans around the world, and growing a truly global community. So that was their whole release. I don't know if I admire that, like if I admire their gumption to actually come out and say, well, we probably won't be able to handle a full worldwide launch, so we're just going to do a little bit at a time, or if I am kind of like, because if they can't do that now, that doesn't really instill much confidence in their ability in the future.
Well, you keep in mind that's part of the reason why they started doing this beta, get in beta thing,
yeah.
That they are kind of testing to see how many people they can add in at once. I'm just not excited about it. I like Star Wars Galaxies. I think they should have revamped it or something.
They cleaned it up.
Really
should have, because my entertainer was fun.
I liked it. I was a little upset at first about, you know, the real-time traveling, you know, where I had to run across deserts for days.
That was kind of annoying, but then again, it was interesting. It was different, and I grew to like that particular part of it, but they really needed to fix that game up.
Because there was nothing wrong with it. It was really a good MMO. It really was.
There was nothing wrong with it before they tried to, quote, fix it. They basically made it Star Wars for dummies or something.
No, that is not.
It's true. You know it's true. Come on. It was Star Wars for dummies. It was like the easiest thing ever. It was so bad.
Would you like to be a Jedi?
You can be a Jedi and it just, you know, it's all good. If you die, you just come back. It's fine.
Oh, I am looking forward to the MMO that's coming out, the Salem one, Permadeath, yeah. I tell you, some of you are going down.
Oh, that's hardcore right there.
Yes, that's why I likes it. I likes it a lot. Okay. Anyway, I keep talking about that MMO. It's from Paradox Interactive. You can go check it out. All right. So, I got some other news in the zombie realm.
With zombies. Go ahead, girl.
Some zombies. Attack imminent. No. These.
Crazy.
And check my people in zombie land. Chances are probably down.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't had time to check, so sorry, people. All right, so Deep Silver.
Go ahead.
Excuse my bad.
My bad.
I need some grenades. Okay, so you. they did Zombie Brothers. I will be happy to never see this. Apparently, a mysterious zombie apocalypse spreads on Home Square. Ah, you even played PlayStation Home? You should check it out. Kind of like, you know, MMO. So Deep Silver and Sony announced that shortly before its release on the beginning at the beginning of September, the zombie outbreak from the highly anticipated game Dead Island will also spread to PlayStation Home, offering players an exclusive opportunity to further deepen their Dead Island experience through Home's total game integration campaign. And soon enough, it'll come to resemble the Royal Palms Resort on the tropical island of Benoit. Is it Benai or Benoit?
I don't know.
Oh, well, apparently it has palm trees and beautiful tropical vegetation, a gorgeous beach, and stunning view of the ocean, bringing the unique Benoit feeling to the PlayStation Home visitors.
The zombie wants is brains.
That's right. Of course, a Dead Island-themed minigame will be available to PlayStation Home visitors in which players must prove their skills in crafting items and to get a rampaging zombie horde, just like the co-op mode. This minigame can be played with up to 4 players in different play styles. In all, there will be 10 minigame challenges with all 10 will be awarded with an exclusive in-game meet.
You're fading in and out, dude.
I think we got some craziness going on. Oh, I am on Comcast, just remember that. And they hate me.
That's true.
And they hate me. For a bit of relief, players can have their photo taken with a zombie or take a zombie survival survey where they can prove their knowledge of undead and earn 4 free PlayStation Home rewards. At the end, participants will be rated with their estimated chance of survival in a real zombie apocalypse. Certain items in the PlayStation 3 system version of Dead Island will only be obtained through this PlayStation Home event. Each week, levels and unlock content premium PlayStation Home reward. An exploding zombie outfit. For players that pre-order Dead Island directly from Home Square and the aforementioned exploding...
Wait. An exploding zombie outfit? Like, is the zombie going to explode and make your outfit, or does your outfit explode?
It does not say. You get exploding meat and an exploding zombie outfit. And the exploding meat, of course, is a powerful weapon for use in Dead Island that can only be acquired by surviving the PlayStation Home onslaught and PlayStation... You will also be able to pre-order Dead Island through a themed kiosk directly from where I gotta say, PlayStation, this is ingenious.
That's gonna be fun. I don't even like zombies, and that sounds like fun.
It is ingenious, and it's exclusive. It's about time you guys got back into the game, because this whole we're all trying to play together thing is just not, I'm not liking it. I like when you guys fight with Wii and Microsoft, and you fight for my money. Earn my money. Earn my money. I can't say the other word.
I know. I was like, I can hear the other word right at the end of that. But we can't because it's daytime. So we can't.
You gotta. That's good marketing right there. That's what that
is. That sounds like they have some ingenious marketing reps.
Yes.
Up in there.
I would buy both. I would buy a version for PlayStation 3, and I'd buy it for Xbox if they. I don't know what Xbox is gonna do. They don't have any PlayStation Home, so I don't know what you guys are gonna do. Work it out. My voice is trying to leave me.
Apparently so, because it, you know, it's making you fade in and out.
Well, some of that is Comcast, and some is just, yeah. When I get up in the morning, I have that whole, you know, you have your porn star voice. Mine is like involuntary.
I'm like, man.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
But I don't look like that voice is the bad part. You know, the hair.
I know, right? Just like a zombie or something. Zombie warmed over. Like,
scared myself this morning when I walked in the bathroom. I was like, oh, God, get the shock. Oh, that's me. Never mind.
Never mind.
It's okay.
All right, so sports fans. Not a sports fan, but here's a story for you anyway. Apparently, the people at EA Sports say that there's going to be absolutely a time for subscriptions to their content. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't see that happening for me, but let's hear about it. According to Andrew Wilson, who is the label vice president of EA Sports Content, he says that there will absolutely come a time when you'll want to access EA Sports Content through monthly or annual subscriptions. Here's what he says. Check it out. If we look at what consumers have pushed other industries for, if we look at what consumers forced the music industry to provide, if we look at what consumers have driven as a result of television and movie subscription, if you look at us, there's absolutely a time somewhere at some point in the future where the consumers say, hey, this is how we want to interact with you. We want to give you a monthly or annual subscription. We want access to everything you make. They get to drive the time and place for it, and a lot of it is technology dependent, but absolutely we can see a future where that might be the way we deliver games. His comments follow a leaked EA memo from April that unmasked plans for a paid EA sports subscription service. At that time, we heard that it would enhance your gaming experience with exclusive benefits. Speaking to Eurogamer, Wilson revealed that one of the things we're driving is EA Sports as a service. It's one of the reasons, he elaborated, the company has opened another studio in Austin. Whether further down the line all of EA's games be piped down the internet to subscribers as a dream dependent not on console technology but on broadband capability, it's less about generation and more about internet infrastructure, Wilson said. The thing about consoles is that it's a lot of content. 6-7 gigs of information. Right now, there are some places in the world where you can move that size of information around relatively seamlessly. There are a lot of places you can't. Right now, the consoles themselves could facilitate it. But there are other barriers to entry that make getting it from Game or GameStop a viable proposition, at least today. So, basically, this Wilson dude says that people want to pay a monthly or annual subscription to get access to all their content. Yeah. I'm like, huh? I'm not a big sports fan, so maybe I'm missing the whole draw to it, or maybe people who actually like sports and like sports games, maybe like, oh yeah, dude, I'd totally pay to have full access to your golf and football games. I wouldn't.
I'm making a face because, yeah.
I'm kind of making a face, like,
that's what I'm doing. Are you serious?
No.
Wow. I don't see me paying for. I already. Yeah. Who would pay for that?
Exactly. What? And my question is it going to be like multiplayer? Like, are they going to have servers where you can play with other people? Because maybe I can see that. But if it's just going to be you having access to their, you know, single player games, what?
Well, you can already play with other people. I don't. People and that are dumb enough to do this. Keep in mind, we always talk about digital transactions and mm-hmm. you know, digital items, but at some point you have to get something out of it. It can't be that you're spending $40-$50 a month. I mean,
right?
For us, even when we joke about Second Life, it's like 30 cents we're spending on shoes and actual real money. And you know, you blow 30 cents on a pack of gum, which we probably don't need. But $30-$40 a month to do what? Am I going to get to a whole game pack? Am I going to get Madden and Tiger Woods Golf and FIFA and the basketball game? Do I get to play, you know, 6 months early? Do I get tickets to a football game or basketball? I want to know what I'm getting.
But also, it's like, how many times can you play a golf game?
You can play it as much as you like, but I don't see playing $30-$40 a month.
That's my point. I mean, how many different ways can you play a golf game, or how many different ways can you play the same football game?
That's the other thing. Am I going to have to still pay for my games? Is this fee going to cover the cost of me getting a free game every month or something?
Maybe he means like it's kind of like Steam, where you have access to all these games, but you don't have to buy them. I don't know. Maybe you can like download a certain game to your or the game will be located on a server and you just buy access to the server and you can play it there. I don't really know.
Anybody out there, tell us. Because
yeah, we don't understand that particular concept. So,
I'm not doing it. I can tell you all that much. All right. Moving along. Okay. So you guys out there, you've been dying in the kitchen cooking for you. Well, we cannot help you with that.
I cook. I can cook.
Well, so can Mama from Cooking Mama. Cooking Mama 4, Kitchen Magic on 3DS.
Put your thing down, Mama.
Yes. If you want Cooking Mama, it's now available for GameStop with a bonus. Those who pre-order the game will receive an exclusive plush of Mama. Plushy doll. And you can't get it anywhere else, they're saying, except only if you pre-order at GameStop. Stop it, J. Dukes. Alma's 3DS debut features a range of new kitchen activities, recipes, and fun 3D surprises. Ow!
There you go.
So you can stop by GameStop and, of course, reserve your copy today. If you have not been listening when we've been telling you about Cookin' Mama, apparently she whips up some true culinary masterpieces featuring countless new recipes and innovative dish combinations. You can learn the secrets of a chef through animated kitchen activities. The 3DS gyroscope allows you to cook in advanced new ways, whether you want to crack eggs, balance plates of food, or grate cheese. Achieve all of this and more participating in 3D events with over 200 mini games to choose from. Mama will show you how to chop, slice, stir, knead, roll, and toss your way to being a top chef, and you can only get it down for the next 30 seconds. So choose from 60 recipes.
The next 10 callers get this for free.
Can get Mama's recipes for free. Cooking with Mama. Here's the book, and here's the apron. Yeah. Now, I know we're giggling, but let me just drop the numbers on you out there. 8.5 million units of Cookin' Mama have been sold to date in North America alone, not worldwide, in North America. So the franchise is huge. Of course, it was developed by Cooking Mama Limited for Nintendo 3DS and is slated for release this fall. You can go check out what Mama's cooking over at CookingMamaUS.com. I do love this game, I got to tell you. And it's fall perfect. Perfect time for me to play a cooking game. You know what? We got to do this skit. Snow, you actually came up with it, and it's been in my head all weekend.
I did?
Yes.
What did I come up with?
These evil video games causing these kids to do horrible things. I'm going to get some kids in my house, and we're going to be in the kitchen, and I'm going to have them with a DS playing Cookin' Mama. It's like, what are these kids doing? Cookin' Mama made them cook, and they're good at it. Yeah.
I remember saying that.
Yeah, you do. I'm getting it done. Get my my video camera. Get my camcorder to act right. So yeah,
I do remember saying that. That's just funny to me.
You did it. So yeah. Let people see how ridiculous it is to think that games have that much influence over kids. Because if it did, I'd be cooking all the time. Not virtual food. I cook virtual food all the time. Real food.
I'd love to cook virtual or real. Bring it on.
I cook too. It's called this right here. Yes, I would like to order. No.
Shoot, I love to cook. Love to cook.
All right, this news is getting real interesting this month.
It is. I think it's. I don't know what it is, but anyway, we all know that the prices of games have risen over the past few years, right? Unfortunately. Someone's finally admitting to it. The XBLA head admits that prices have risen. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's about time. Hold on. I think I have to burp. Okay, I'm good now. XBLA portfolio director Chris Charla recently admitted to GamesIndustry.biz that the cost of purchasing an Xbox Live arcade game has steadily crept up over the last couple of years,
yes.
But added that the level of quality has kept pace with the rising prices. I don't know about that, but here's what he has to say. If you look at Live Arcade and do the math and look at the publicly available sales numbers, you can see that the average prices on XBLA have crept up over the last few years, which has been an interesting trend because on some app markets, there's been a race to zero as fast as possible. We've seen a little bit of the opposite happening. I don't really know where prices are going to go. Ultimately, that's set by the market, but it has been really gratifying to see that people are willing to pay a premium price for digital content. As Eurogamer, now this is that was him saying that. So as Eurogamer points out in its report, 2009 saw 21 out of 86 games released sell for 1,200 Microsoft points. That number rose to 27 out of 85 in 2010. And this year, 20 games have already been confirmed for a 1,200 points release in 2011, with plenty more due out before the end of the year. The platform is maturing, and the game experience is now possible, only limited by Microsoft's limitations on game download sizes. Charla goes on to express his astonishment at some developers and publishers that compare digital platforms with traditional boxed retail games. Sometimes when developers talk about Live Arcade, they're like, we want to do a boxed quality game on Live Arcade. And I'm like, what does that mean? I can point out a bunch of 38 and 42 and 56 Metacritic scoring boxed games, so it actually kind of ticks him off. He said another word. I can't say that, though. I think the games that we're shipping, a Limbo or a Castle Crashers, are as good as anything on the market. In a market where free games, man.
Yeah.
In a market where free games on Facebook, 99-cent games on iOS and Android devices, and free-to-play online games are eating everyone's lunch, it is interesting to see a trend where one platform is seeing an increase in revenues, popularity, and ever-increasing quality. It is hard to say otherwise when you have such games as Trenched and Bastion on your system. I'm not so sure that quality has risen.
No, I don't think it has.
And, you know, I'm not a big live arcade fan, but from what I have seen, the quality is... No, it's not that good.
I think we have a whole new generation of developers that don't understand what the word quality means.
Yeah.
Just because people like to play your game does not mean it's good quality. It just means it's fun. Does it make it great quality? You can't compare. That's like comparing, like, oh, I don't know, Pac-Man to Halo. And say, ah, the quality of the Pac-Man is just as good as the Halo. Well, no.
No. You might have a fun concept.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that the quality of it.
I personally think Microsoft needs to, if I have an Xbox Live Gold account, I should have access to at least about 15 of these games for download for free.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have an account, I should be able to buy them and play online only with those games if I wanted to play with my friends. If I buy a game, I should have the ability, you know, if I buy Call of Duty and I don't have a gold, I have, you know, the diamond, I should still be able to play that game with my friends online and talk to them, but no other game.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're like, well, then people would just sit and talk. Well, they do that anyway. You might as well make it worth my while. I sit and talk to people anyway on Xbox. Just put the headset on and walk around the house. That's before I got that Apple router that won't let me move from 5 feet. But, yeah, I walk around the house.
Darn you, Apple.
Yeah. So you're not stopping me from making my free transatlantic calls. Whatever. I'm still talking. With a group of people at that, like six or seven of us.
I know who you're talking to.
All in Australia, wherever. You don't know who I'm talking to. I'm being good.
Yes, I do. I know who you're talking to.
I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I plead the eighth. Okay.
I think you're off a few amendments.
No, that's the one I made up. You know, like our lawmakers do, they just make up laws. Whenever they want to, just out of the blue. The Constitution says blah, blah. No, it doesn't. Well, it will when I get done writing this. Okay. It's time for us to take a break.
And we need a break, just so y'all know.
I think I need a nap. It needs to be Tuesday already is what it needs to be.
Friday, so I can be already moved and get all this over with.
Don't remind me, I'm having anxiety from you moving because I hate to move. I really do. Anyway, I'm looking for music to play. That's what we're stalling for because I can't find anything to play. It's time for me to update the music. Ugh.
And again, for those of you who do not know, I will not be on the show Thursday because I am moving.
Moving.
Out. Moving on up.
We still may call her on the show. Yeah.
We're like, man, thought I had the night off.
You will. We just want to call so we can mess with you. Are you out on location? Are you in a box?
Well, let me tell you, Corey, where I am right now, we got a mass hysteria going on.
Wow, that was weird. Did you hear that?
Does it sound faster than normal to you?
Yeah, and then it's slowing down again. Ah, BT, gotta love you, or Comcast, one of the two. remember, you can find this news, other news, GamerNations.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. We're always there at GamerGirlsRadio.com, or BT. You can listen to us over the weekend. I know some of you were mad. Girl, they were mad at over the weekend.
Why?
BT is, I don't know what they're doing, they're upgrading, but it keeps scheduling shows for the weekend, so I wake up on Saturday morning and I have like 15 tweets and private messages like, where is that news? Where is the show? It said you guys were doing a show. I'm like, no, we're not. I'm so sorry. You woke me up out of a dead sleep.
I guess Blog Talk is really like this. They want us to be on more.
I guess so. That's understanding. Well,
even we need time off, guys.
I'm telling you, and this weekend I was in a dead sleep and I got like 6 minutes.
Nice.
It's waiting for you guys to dial in. I was like, dial in. Wow.
Dadgummit.
BT is really having issues.
Doing it again. It's speeding up.
Felicia Day's remix of Take My Avatar. Now available on iTunes. She's a star.
bad. Are so coming in and out, honey.
Single white human, looking for group, but that's so high. Don't be out of
wow.
Got a new release staff that you can equip. Close your mouth up, ladies.
You guys remember a few years ago where they had
the check me out, clock, I'm a bitch, me like a glove.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. I could hear it. That was weird. So it's just that high-pitched noise that, you know, you hear sometimes. You don't know where it's coming from.
No, I'm talking about you keep fading in and out. I can't.
Oh, well, I can't do it. Yeah, that's BT. Wow. You hear that? It's speeding up.
Yeah.
Anyway, break's over.
Sounds like a techno remix or something. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. We're having some technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Awesome. Awesome sauce. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to read the story. I'm probably going to steal it from you. You're going to hate me, but I love
That's
you.
That's fine.
I do.
Do what you got to do.
Love you dearly. Well, Square Enix is saying the social gaming craze will fade.
Okay, good. Dang. All right.
Mike Fisher, who's the president and CEO of Square Enix U.S., said that he does not see the current hunger for social gaming lasting forever. And he said this actually last week. He says, I grew up a gamer. My entire career is the games industry. And this is what he told Game of Sutra. He says, so even though right now things like social gaming is already hot and it's attracting a lot of VC attention, I'm not confident that a lot of the interest will still be there in a number of years as some other category becomes hot down the road. Fisher went on to emphasize that he believes that it is dangerous to pay too much attention to what could be passing fads. He said, for us, it's not about picking winners in the different platforms. It's about having great IP and fitting that into the best platform for it. We want all the platforms to succeed. Fisher says that platforms do not matter to Square Enix, and for creating games is what drives his company. He says, I'm lucky we do have an organization, really, from top to bottom, that's passionate about games, and that includes myself. That gives me confidence in long-term success. Just the fact that trends right now that happen to be hot right now, gosh, I ran all that together. Certainly, he said, this is a tumultuous time, but unlike most of their console transitions that we've had in the past, some of the changes in our industry, this is the first time I can recall we're talking about our audience significantly growing. I gotta agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it's a fad because, as we were just saying, Facebook is probably about to get stomped into the ground by Google.
Yeah.
So a lot of these games that you are playing on Facebook, when they stop making money because you all are over on Google Plus, they're going to either get Google Plus or they're going to die because nobody's going to be playing.
Okay, when you said that, GLaDOS took over the airway for a minute, and you literally sounded like GLaDOS telling someone to die.
Oh, hot. I played
that was nice.
I played Portal 2 this weekend, too. I like you, GLaDOS. You're going
cool,
to die.
Yeah, that was literally like with the whole, like, shaky, anyway, I'm tired. I don't know.
I'm inclined to agree. Well, you know, the game started as a result of you play first people with that Dino Dash. You started all of this. You did all this.
Yeah.
And then it just spiraled out of control from there. But they're not as good as Dino Dash is why I agree with him. It's probably not going to last. Farmville, you know, it keeps, you know, it's got that whole gateway drug thing. You know, when you first start on Facebook,
yes.
It's like, ooh. After a while, you lose interest. I'm tired of growing corn. And it's not like Sim Farm back in the day. You know, Sim Farm, you had to check the temperature. You had to make sure the soil acidity was good.
Yep.
And, you know, so it ceases to be to that. I was like, okay, how many times can I click and plant the seed and then come back and I make sure that it's been watered? And that's pretty much it. It's a lot
it's
more.
Monotonous is what it is.
Yeah. The other one is you came back and you might have some bugs and somebody stole your corn and.
What is that game that I'm thinking of? I don't even know, but it's such a cute game, and I like it. When I think of it, I'll tell you. But right now, I don't know.
What do you do in it?
Well, it's like you have a farm, you know, and it's a cute little game where you have a farm, and you're trying to build up your parents' farm and find yourself a wife.
Harvest Moon.
Yes, that's it. Yes, I love that game.
I was playing Harvest Moon this weekend, too.
You were playing everything. Look at you.
I had a mini binge gaming thing, just a mini binge game.
Okay, I was binging on a Dragon Age 2 again. I'm playing through it for like the 500 bajillionth time.
Yeah, Dragon Age 2 is awesome. Yeah.
Did they add stuff to it? Because I swear.
Yes.
Because I swear I can have like a romance with Varric now, the dwarf. And I didn't think I could do that before.
I could. I hit on him a few times and he got a little soft around the. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that. Maybe I did something weird this time. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to have to play through it again and try to hook up with Varric.
And for those of you who are not clear, that's when you have a quality game, when it's got depth.
Yeah, that's quality right there.
Let me use a big thesaurus word because y'all know I'm the walking thesaurus. It has brevity.
Ooh, good word. That's your SAT word of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Brevity.
Or my other gamer girl.
That's right. And my other favorite word. What is it? I got this from Kill Bill. So seldom have a chance to use it in a sentence. Gargantuan. Okay. I'm sorry. I love me some words. I do.
We all know we do. And you know, and a lot of people think that we don't use big words at Gamer Girls Radio because we're kind of goofy. But we use them. Okay.
I had to cut it down. This guy that I used to date way back when said, I don't know why you're always trying to use those big words. I said, trying. That's just the way I talk. I'll cut it down, though, if you can't keep up.
My student said that to me.
He used too many big
words. They were like, Miss, why you got to use all them big words? I was like, what are you talking about? This is my normal conversation.
See, there you go again. Conversation. That has too many syllables. That's got too many syllables in it. Conversation. That's like five syllables. What can I say?
Oh, that is okay.
I'm sorry. I will tone it down.
I know, right? Let me use simple words for you. One syllable words.
Brevity. Let's explain the word. Brevity. No, let me stop. It's my turn. Is it my turn?
I think it's my turn. Didn't you just go?
I don't know.
What did we talk about?
I don't know.
I think you just went because we talked about something,
yes,
but I don't remember
what
we talked about.
You are correct. I can stare at my little sack baby from Little Big Planet while you do the next story.
What?
My little sack person from Little Big Planet. He's so cute. I'm going to make him this year for somebody.
Sack baby?
Yeah, I'll show him to you.
Okay,
by the way, you forgot your scarf while you was here, and I actually had it laid out when you were here, if you recall.
Tell me.
It was right by the bathroom door, and I pointed
to
it, and I said,
"Am I supposed to be like, ooh, I like that, I'm going to steal it."
I pointed to it and said, "Don't forget this when you go."
No, you didn't?
I did. You were talking. You weren't paying attention. You were looking
at
my fluffy cakes or something. I don't know. So what you got?
I probably was looking at your fluffy cakes. Okay, anyway. back on point, back on the news, because we don't have much longer. So Take-Two Interactive wants to use social gaming to build bridges to AAA franchises. Here we go. Is the Grand Theft Auto franchise heading to Facebook and other social networks? Oh, dear. Probably at some point, along with Take-Two's other high-profile franchises, but at this point, the company is dipping its toes into the waters. Speaking to industry gamers, Take-Two COO Carl Slatoff... I'm just going to call you Carl, because your last name makes me giggle. Carl says that the recent launch of Civilization World on Facebook is the beginning of a larger strategy that will ultimately see social and traditional game spaces converging ever so slightly. He says, so to us, it's about building bridges to engage and expand our audience base for existing AAA franchises. I think you're going to see a little bit more out of that title in terms of converging the two worlds. I do think as the platforms get more sophisticated, that there will be some convergence, but as of now, our strategy as it relates to social networks, I've said it before and I'll say it again, we are platform agnostic, and we are focused on compelling, engaging AAA experiences. So, where you sort of sit forward and you're playing for hours and really engaged in it, we're going to develop for every platform, even if it's an online platform that can support that kind of experience. To date, social networks have not really been able to support that kind of experience. At least we have. Okay, he's totally rambling, so I'm gonna I'm gonna go ahead and summarize this for you. There goes a big word again. Basically, he's saying that Take-Two Interactive is going to try to make a game for all platforms, including what people consider social gaming or casual gaming, online gaming. So they're going to try to make it for all the different platforms, all the different gaming platforms. I guess he didn't get the memo that the social gaming is on the outs, according to like all these experts. He missed the memo. He didn't get the memo.
He didn't get that memo.
No.
He did not put a cover on his TPS report either. So.
I was hoping you'd get that.
He did not put a cover sheet on his TPS report either. Ah, poor baby.
He took my stapler. Oh, my
God. You stop it. You're going to make me watch that today. If you do that, I'm going to have to watch it. And then I'm going to have to share the quotes with everybody on Twitter, and they're going to be like, why?
I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
From 9 to 11.
From 9 to 11.
Nice. Yeah, stop it. Oh, God, I love Stephen Root. Stephen Root's hot. Okay. I love him. I love nerdy actors. Okay. Well, apparently, before we have to get out of here, there's a sale over at Paradox Interactive. They're saying it's hot. It's hot enough it said it's hot enough to melt Mithril, and the dwarves are not happy. It's so hot. It's 50. It's half off of all their interactive titles. I'm trying to get a list for you. They're asking, is there a game-shaped hole in your life? Are you on a bit of a tight budget? Well, today's your lucky day.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my gosh.
They said they want to hear your jubilant cry, woo and hoo, because your games are 50% off until July 31st. This is why we love the people at Paradox Interactive. This is
so funny.
They are hilarious. They're saying this sale is as hot as dragon's breath, but without the unpleasant aroma of charred death.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love you people at Paradox Interactive.
You're so funny.
If you're not familiar with them, they're the minds behind Magicka. If you haven't played Magicka, you gotta. Also, they're making Salem is one of the ones. The Salem Online one. I think there's an offline version, but Salem Online, I believe. You also have your King Arthur 2 role-playing war game, Crusaders 2, Armored Warfare. Oh, God, there's like a tons of lists here. Hearts of Iron, Pirates of Black Cove. Oh, I think I may have to binge game today. Cities in Motion, we've reviewed that for you too.
Yeah.
Majesty 2. I think you did one and Ginger did a Cities in Motion. Didn't you do one and she do one?
I think I might have done Majesty. No, I played Majesty 2 on my own. I don't think I did Cities. No, I didn't do the other one. That wasn't me. But I was disappointed with Majesty 2, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. Like, maybe it's just me, but it was like super stupidly hard. Like, I could get through the first few of them, but then there was one that I just, no matter what.
Oh, you know what? I remember you and I both were playing. I didn't review it. I played along with you. I remember.
And it was just stupidly hard, and you're just like, what the heck?
It was the level with the dragons. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. That I just could not, and up until that point, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know? I really like hard games, but if it's so hard to the point that nothing I do gets me any farther, and it's just to the point where you're just like, oh, screw this.
Well, you can pop over to paradoxinteractive.com/games, and they got like 4 pages of games that are half off, including Woody Two Legs, Attack of the Zombie Pirates. In case. So, if you need some games.
Oh, my gosh.
They do have some interesting games. I will give them credit. They're not your everyday developers, I get it.
And that's what I like about them.
Yes.
They're not your everyday developers. They're awesome.
Very old school, which is fun. So, anyway, go check them out. Tell them we sent you. And we need to go because I think all these games are available for us to play. Did you know that?
Girl, I'm about to go do some gaming right now.
I'm saying all these games of these 4 pages are actually available for us to play.
Oh, for real?
Please don't kill yourself, Snow.
Hook me up.
I'll
hook a sister up.
Oh, my God. It is Monday. You guys have a happy and fantastical Monday. Stay out of trouble. They're watching. If you don't know who they are, just remember they're watching anyway, whether you know who they are or not.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Mm-hmm. See, she knows.
I know this.
She knows this. All right, Leroy, you know what to do. Take it away.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many.
I thought
we'll
I'm going to
hear
him
down quick.
Yeah, everybody's good to get eaten. I thought I'd give him a pass.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many.
All right, peace out, guys.
We'll be in trouble.
Tune
don't
in
take
tomorrow.
Them down quick.
Wait, wait, wait.